scheduled for court in Castlegar today. A 61-year-old Native American is accused of hunting without a license near Castlegar. There are two things you should know about this hunter. Number one, he is an American citizen. Number two, he claims to be a member of the Snaiax First Nation, who were declared extinct in Canada over 50 years ago. The hunter wanted to be charged so he could challenge the status quo on several levels. Bob Keating has been following this story, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Chris.
Tell us about this hunter.
Well, his name is Rick Desautels, and he lives on the Colville Indian Reservation in Washington State. That's a huge reservation just south of the Kootenays, made up of a collection of Indian tribes. Rick actually works as an animal control officer for the Colville Confederated Tribes, and he hunts a lot. And one of the places he likes to hunt, Chris, is Canada. Rick and others on the reservation consider this to be part of their traditional territory. So they come up here all the time, and they hunt game, and they pick berries, and they go fishing, that kind of thing. They also tell Canadian authorities they are doing just that. So in the fall of 2010, Rick came up with a group of others and shot an elk in the Vallakan area, which is around Castlegar, in his big elk country. He promptly then phoned conservation officers in BC, told them he'd shot this elk. They came out and promptly charged him with hunting without a license and being a non-resident hunter, and that's what we have today.
Okay, they charged him, why, because he's an American?
Yes, because he's an American citizen. But Rick doesn't see it that way, because as you mentioned, he's also a member of a First Nation, the Snaiax. The Snaiax, he says, came into Canada for hunting, fishing, and gathering long before colonialism, long before we arrived. And Desautels feels he has a right to hunt in his traditional territory, regardless of the border that's in the way.
And so he's hunting to press what he sees as a right to hunt, but there's another wrinkle in all of this, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Pre-contact Snaiax existed in Canada and the U.S. As you said, they lived on both sides of what is now the border. About 80% of their traditional territory is actually Canada, they say. Smallpox, a mining boom, and settlement in general pushed them out of Canada to the point where the federal government declared them extinct in 1956. They actually said there is no longer a Snaiax people in Canada, much like the Beothuk of Newfoundland. Of course, they weren't really extinct. They just moved down to the Colville Reservation, where Rick Desautels now lives, or to the Okanagan and assimilated with First Nations there. Now, in the last 20 or so years, the Snaiax from the U.S. have been asserting a form of sovereignty over parts of the West Kootenay, basically saying, to misquote Mark Twain, rumors of our extinction are greatly exaggerated. We're here and we're back.
And so how does Rick Desautels getting charged relate to all of this?
Well, Rick was hoping to be charged. Remember, he phoned the COs, almost goading them into coming out and charging him. And other Snaiax have done this same thing in the past, tried to get arrested. The reason being, they want this case in court. One, so their lawyers can argue that the border does not exist for American natives who have traditional territory in Canada. That's argument number one. And two, that the Snaiax are a people, a living, breathing people that deserve rights of other First Nations. Rights that include hunting, fishing, and land claim rights. That's the big one, land claims. This is very much a sovereignty play. Desautels will be in court today to prove the Snaiax exist, and also to prove the border does not exist for him, a First Nation, because this is part of his territory.
How does the government feel about this?
I don't know. This is an unusual case, and I think that the province and feds have been trying to ignore the Snaiax for as long as they possibly could, just pretend they're still extinct and hope it all goes away. I did a documentary over 10 years ago about the Snaiax, and not much has happened since then. And yet now we have these charges. I'm not really sure why now we have these charges. I did talk to the Attorney General's office yesterday. Their official just said they have evidence to get a conviction on hunting illegally and wouldn't go into the politics of what's going on. The Snaiax, as I mentioned, have been doing this for years, hoping to get charged, actually phoning the CO saying we're coming up again so that they could have their day in court. I'm not really sure why the government bit now, but Desautels is thrilled that they did, and I talked to him yesterday. He was on his way up and really, really glad to be coming up to fight this fight.
Any theories as to why the Attorney General's office has decided now's the time?
I have one theory, and it's an interesting wrinkle. The Tanaha First Nation, the largest First Nation in the Kootenays, are a traditional rival of the Snaiax. That goes back long before contact. And the Tanaha claim land that the Snaiax say is their traditional territory. In fact, the Tanaha are quite far along in the treaty process. They have a Stage 3 agreement and are right now negotiating parcels of land with the province. But it's some of the same land so-called extinct Sinaiic called their traditional territory. So these two First Nations have competing claims here in the Kootenays, and I think perhaps the government has decided it needs the Sinaiic's question settled before pushing ahead with the T'naha land claim. And rather than have a messy First Nation land squabble on their hands, they're going to let the courts do it, hoping that these charges will clear things up on the Sinaiic's T'naha front. That's one theory. Or perhaps just the conservation officer just grew tired of Americans killing Canadian wildlife and decided to lay charges. They finally said enough. Either way, I think it's a really fascinating court that's going to begin to be played out in Castlegar Court today, though I think that today will be brief.
Bob, do we know of any other cross-border cases similar to this one?
No. I did some research yesterday, could not find any. The lawyer Mr. Dace Hotel, Mark Underhill, knew of none as well. So he says this may be precedent-setting on that front, and that's important. If American First Nations can come up and hunt Canadian game, that's a very precedent-setting and important thing. He also knew of no First Nation that was on the brink, or rather not on the brink, was declared extinct and came back and said, look, we're no longer extinct, we're here. There have been all kinds of First Nations who've been declared extinct in the past. None have stood up and said, wait a second, we're not extinct, we're back. So on two fronts, this could be precedent-setting. Very interesting.
Indeed it is. Bob, thanks so much for giving us the lowdown this morning.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bob Keating is our reporter in the Kootenays. We're curious what you think of this court challenge. Give us a call if you're in the Kootenays, 1-888-662-6628. You can also reach us on our website, cbc.ca/daybreaksouth.